Metal Detector.
A transcontinental train, a pretty girl, and a revolver slipped into a handbag. Those are the exhibits on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, Private Detective. A private detective like me, Jerry Browning, soon learns there's no sense in using violence. But gentler methods are just as good. The Super Comet, all-bedroom train, is the pride and joy of Wilbur Norris, the Great Valley Railroad's first vice president. At 3:50, twice a week, Wilbur Norris stopped whatever else he was doing and personally supervised his set train's departure. Through those people, Browning, the finest passengers in America, extra fare. What I wanted to talk to Mr. Norris about was whether the Great Valley would consider hiring me on an annual retainer. But this wasn't the time to open the subject. Instead, it's a fine train, Mr. Norris, which I were riding it myself.
Best train in the country. What is that, Browning?
I looked where Norris pointed and saw a big, florid-faced man come stalking along the platform, followed by three baggage-laden porters. As the traveler drew abreast of us, he paused to look at one of the prettiest girls I've ever seen. She was small, blonde, dynamic, and at the moment talking to a sallow, bespectacled young man.
Who are the boys?
The florid man and his weapon-year-old porters got on the train. At the same moment, a blonde girl flung her arms about a companion in a touching farewell. Norris beamed.
I love to see people happy, riding on a fine train like... Tell me, did you see that?
I saw it all right. As the blonde girl kissed a companion on the cheek, the man slipped a revolver into a handbag. Then the girl broke away and entered the car, the same car the florid-faced man had gone into. Norris grabbed my arm.
Tony, I won't stand for anything like that on my train. Come on, we are getting on board.
When Wilbur Norris, vice president of the Great Valley Railroad, saw a young woman passenger get a revolver just before she got aboard his pet train, he decided we were also going on the train. But Mr. Norris, we haven't any clothes with us, no space to sleep in. Anyway, you can't go up to strange young women and ask them why they're carrying revolvers. Norris sent a frosty glare on me.
Don't bother me with trifles, Browning. Your job is to get that gun.
Yes, sir. Norris wheeled as the train and Pullman conductor came up to us.
I'm Wilbur Norris. This is Mr. Browning, our special investigator. Cooperate with him.
Norris turned and marched off in the direction of the club car. I was on my own. I decided it was time for some explanation. Look, conductor, there's a girl in this car up to some funny business. When you get to her space, make her change with somebody else, anybody, just so I get a chance at a quick frisk of a handbag. I'll say this much for the conductor, nothing fazed him. At the girl's room...
Conductor, miss, an error has been made. You have to change space. My assistant will attend for your luggage.
He made no trouble about it. When the conductor went into his room...